So the last couple of weeks we were talking about different aspects of the Zmanei Hayom. We began with the whole shiur about Alos HaShachar and Neitz HaChama, which mitzvahs need to be done specifically after Neitz, which mitzvahs we do not have to wait till Neitz for. Rashi said in his famous comment that that's only a din midirabbanan, it's a gzeira, it's a hachaka, that we don't want people doing things too early in the middle of the night. The whole discussion, other Achrayim have learned in the Rambam and other Rishonim that it's possibly a din d'arai, so it's not just a hachaka midirabbanan. The reason you have to wait till Neitz is not only midirabbanan, it's really that the day does not begin until Neitz Acham. Fine. So now we're going to move on a little bit to speak about the next time slot in the day, which is Chatzos Hayom, and we're going to discuss about Zman Mincha. It's interesting, the most obvious thing that we think about Mincha is it's smack in the middle of the day. The Rishonim have what to say about this. First of all, the Gemara Brachos Daf Vav Amud Beis says, Amar Rav Chava, Amar Rav Huna, L'olam Yei Adam Zahir B'Tfilas HaMincha. The person has to be very careful about davening mincha at the proper time and making sure that he doesn't miss the zman of mincha. Sharei Eliyahu lo ne'ne ela b'tfilas mincha. For we find in Navi that Eliyahu Navi was answered, his tefillas were answered when he said the famous tefillah aneni Hashem aneni, when he was trying to prove his point to the people who were disagreeing with him. So Eliyahu Navi, it says, v'hi ba'los ha'mincha v'yegash Eliyahu Navi yomer aneni Hashem aneni. When did he offer his tefillah? It was specifically at the time of Mincha. There's obviously something very special at the time of Mincha. It says the Torah in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, which is the Siman all about tefillas Mincha. What's so special about Mincha? Why does Eliyahu Navi find that to be the most special time of the day to offer a tefillah? What about Shacharis? What about Ma'ariv? Says the Torah in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, the reason why is because we know that when a person wakes up in the morning, he goes to Shacharis. Not such a big deal. Okay, it's a little bit difficult, but not such a big deal. He goes before he goes to work. When he comes home at night, he goes to Ma'ariv after he comes home from work. But Mincha is smack in the middle of the day. A person's at his business. He's at his work. He's in the middle of meetings. He's in the middle of doing things. And he has to stop everything he's doing to go daven Mincha. It's very difficult. So therefore, says the Torah, that's why a person has to be zahar ma'od. A person has to be very careful to make sure he keeps in mind throughout the day the chiyuv of davening Mincha, and he makes sure not to miss that zman of Mincha before.
The schar is more for that.
Oh, so the so it's interesting you say that. I saw today, first of all, the Tshuva HaRashba writes in Siman Tafhei, he writes that the Shas Mincha is obviously an Eis Merutza Hibayom, that he says the same way that we have different time slots during the year that are more Merutza than others. For example, he says Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The Gemara tells us that Aseres Yimei Tshuva is a time that's more Merutza than other times during the year. We do find such a concept. So he says the same applies over here, that Tfilas Mincha is Eis Merutza Bayom. It's a time slot in the day which is more merutza than other times. Now, what you were saying is that you get more schar for davening mincha. It's interesting that the Gra has perushim on Shulchan Aruch and on the Gemara. He has running commentaries on everything. So normally, the Bir HaGra just writes very short snippets as to a Mara Makum that's not quoted or something. A very short Psak Halacha will write. They claim that there's only one sefer that the Gra himself wrote. All the Perushim on Shulchan Aruch, all the Perushim on the Gemara that we find in every Daf Gemara, all those are written up by Talmidim. The Gra did not write a lot. The only Perush that the Gra himself wrote was his Perush on the Zayar. So the Gra in his Perush on the Zayar actually writes like you said. He says that the Gemara Sukkah Daf Nun Bei says, Kala Gadol Mechavero Yitzro Gadol Hemenu. Cryptic Gemara. The Gemara tells us that if a person is a bigger tzaddik and a bigger Talmud Chacham, his Yetzahara is greater than the person who's just a simpleton. So it's a strange Gemara. People are not really sure exactly how to say Pshat in the Gemara, but the Bir HaGra writes that he thinks it's an obvious thing that the more a person works on himself, the greater the Nisayan that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives him. Obviously, his Nisayan is not going to be whether or not he should keep Shabbos. It might be something more dachistic. It might be something a lot more subtle. But still, the Nisayan for him is a lot more difficult than the Nisayan for others. So says the Bir HaGra, the same applies by Mincha. That from the fact that it's so difficult for us to actually keep this mitzvah and do it in the proper time and always remember while we're at work and while we're busy during the day to take from our time and daven mincha, says the Bir HaGra, therefore yitzur gadol himenu, and therefore the schar is gadol himenu also. Since it follows that since the yitzhar is so difficult, it's so hard for us to struggle with that battle, so therefore the schar, he says, is greater also. That's what he uses the mashal from the Gemara in Sukkah Daf and Beis, that kala gadol mechaber yitzur gadol himenu. That's what he says. So it's interesting that you mention that, because that's the only pirush that the Gra himself wrote is on the Zohar. So that we know is authentic. So that's a real, true comment. So I just want to start. We all know that the Gemara says in Brachos on Daf Chavches, on Daf Chavav and Beis, I'm sorry, that Tfilos kenaged avos tiknum. One lashon in the Gemara is that the avos is the reason why we have shachas mincha ma'ariv, and the other reason that the Gemara gives is kenaged hakarbanos tiknum. So, we all know that this is generally assumed that shachris is kenaged Avram, Yitzchak is kenaged mincha, and Yaakov is kenaged ma'ariv. So, just to speak on that for a minute, the pasuk says lahagid ba'berkach hazdecha ve'amanos chabalelos. So Rav Asher Weiss put together a few psukim to say how you see that Avraham Avinu is Shachris, Yitzchak Avinu is Mincha, and Yaakov Avinu is Ma'ariv. You can't just say it's in chronological order because Ma'ariv is the beginning of the day in the Jewish calendar. So you should really say Avraham Avinu made Ma'ariv, Yitzchak was the second one he made Shachris, and Yaakov Avinu made Mincha. So there must be something more behind it. So he said that the pasuk says until him lahagid ba'berkach hazdecha ve'amanos chabalelos. So you see that the time slot of the morning is something that's synonymous with Chesed. And he says that you find by Avraham Avinu, titin chesed Avram. The psukim say that Avraham Avinu is the amud ha-chesed, like the Gemara tells us, by Yita Eshel, Rashi quotes on Chumash, that Avraham Avinu used to do achila shtiyah levaya, he was very careful to do chesed to other people, to always invite them into his home. So that's why, possibly why Shachris is keneged Avraham Avinu. Mincha, on the other hand, is midas adin. Like we know the Zohar HaKadosh writes in Parshas Yisro, that during the day, it's a time which is midas hadin. Other places we find that as well, that during the middle of the day is a shas hadin. And Yitzchak, we know the psukim tells us, pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the one, the amud ha-yira, is the amud hadin. So therefore, Yitzchak is keneged tfilas mincha. And Yaakov, who's the third of the avos, is keneged the geula. He was the one who was in galus. And Laila is obviously synonymous with the lengthy galus that we find ourselves in. So that was to signify that the same way Yaakov Avinu made it through the Galus, and the same way he's promising us that we're going to make it through the Galus, so that's why he was Mesakin Tfilas Arvis. The Meshech Chachma actually writes in Parshas Vayigash that why is it that Yaakov Avinu was the only one who had a Chalom Halayla? Is that true? I'm trying to think about it. Avram and Yitzchak did not? Is that true? It doesn't say by that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to them in a Chalom Halayla? Whatever, the Meshech Chachma, I just thought of that a few minutes ago. Is it true the Pesukim don't say that they had a Chalom Halayla? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avram Avinu and he said whatever he said to him, it wasn't in the middle of a dream? I don't know, so Meshech Chachma assumes that it wasn't. He says the only one who had a dream in the middle of the night was Yaakov Avinu. What's that all about? How come he was the only one who had a special dream like that? Says the Meshech Chachma notes, L'haru sha'af ba'layla b'cheshkas ha'galos shor ha'shchini b'Yisrael. It wasn't just haphazard that that's the way it turned out, that Yaakov Avinu was the only one who had that special dream at night. No, it was because Yaakov Avinu is the one who's teaching us how to live through the galos. So Yaakov Avinu also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach Yaakov Avinu specifically that even when you're in Galus, even when things are hard, there is a Shechina that shor b'Yisrael. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu came specifically to Yaakov Avinu at night to show him that in the Galus there is always that spark of light, there is always that Shechina that comes out in the end. So that's the background. So with that in mind, we'll go look at this Gemara in Yuma Daf Chav Chesem and Beis. The Gemara says as follows: Amar Rav Safra, so Lusei de Avram Miki Meshachri Kosli. Now, what would I have said that means? Tzulusa de Avram is what? Davening of Avram Avinu, which means? I would have said it means Tfilas Shachris. What does the Gemara say? Amar Rav Safra, Tzulusa de Avram, Miki Meshachri Kosli. When are the walls starting to get a little bit darker? So the Gemara assumes as follows, that Bechatzos Hayom, smack in the middle of the day, the sun is on top of everyone's heads. So there's no shadows on the walls because the sun is beating straight down on everyone's heads. Once Chatzos passes, so then the sun tilts a little bit, and now there's going to be a shadow on the walls. It's going to be dark on the walls now because the sun is not directly above the heads of the people. So the Gemara says over here, Amar Rav Safra Tzulusa de Avram, what's the proper time to daven mincha? When is a person allowed to daven mincha? Miki Meshachri Kosli. From when the walls start beginning to become dark. Now, that's a very, very bothersome comment because in light of this Gemara and Brachos Daf Chav Vav and Beis that we just mentioned, we seem to say very clearly that Avraham Avinu was not the one who was Mesakeh in Mincha. Yitzchak was the one who was Mesakeh in Mincha. So what does the Gemara mean over here in Yuma Daf Chav Ches that the time to daven the tefillah of Avraham, which means Mincha, is right after Chatzos? So the Tosfos asks this Kasha and Brachos on Daf Chav Vav and Beis. The Tosfos Yeshanim gives an answer that no, Avraham Avinu was already davening Mincha all the years, even before Yitzchak was born. But he always felt that that was his private conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and him. Yitzchak Avinu was the one who came around and was Mesakin in the Doros. Yitzchak Avinu was the one who said, this shouldn't just be a private thing for our family, it should be something that Gan's Klal Yisrael should do forevermore. So therefore, It goes down in history, like the Gemara Brachah says, it goes down in history as a tefillah that was niskan by Yitzchak Avinu. Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says over here, he daven, says the Tosfos Yerushalmi, you're right. Avraham Avinu did daven because he was already doing this prior to the birth of Yitzchak, prior to Yitzchak Hana of davening Mincha. The Tosfos Rid gives a different Teretz of Brachas, and he writes that, no, Avraham Avinu, he says, the Gemara has a machloikis, what's the reason why we have these three specific zmanim to daven every single day? So first the Gemara says it's Keneged HaKorbanos, and then the Gemara says it's Keneged Avos. So he says this Gemara holds like the other tzad in the Gemara over there in Brachos, that really it's not Keneged the Avos, the Tefillos are Keneged the Korbanos. And we know that Avraham Avinu was already doing all the mitzvahs. The Gemara tells us that Avraham Avinu was keeping even the Gzeres Midrabanan, Avraham Avinu was doing everything. So if he was even keeping the Gzeres Midrabanan, you don't think he was davening Mincha? So it says the Tosfos Rid, it must be that Avraham Avinu was also davening Mincha. And therefore the Gemara over here calls it Tzedusa de Avraham Avinu.
What did they say?
It's a great, great question. You're asking such a great question because the Rambam, even the Rambam who says that there's a chiyuv, there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rambam, whether there's a chiyuv b'deraisa to daven every day, even if you hold as a chiyuv b'deraisa, they all agree that the nusach ha'tefillah was something that only came around later on. The nusach ha'tefillah was not something that was niskam b'deraisa, that's for sure. So what in the world did Avraham Avinu daven? So I have no idea, I didn't ask him, never met him, but it would seem that if the Gemara tells us that Avraham Avinu even kept the Gzeres Midrabanan, how do you know about Erev Tavshilin? What do you mean? Who told him? Who told Avraham Avinu about Erev Tavshilin? Very strange. So it must be that Avraham Avinu knew also over here about this Takana Midrabanan that would come later to say Shemona Esrei, to daven the Nusach HaTfilah that we have. Why is this any less an Erev Tavshilin than any other dinim? I have to assume that it was the same.
Why can't it just be a time element where
he offered a tefillah?
To his, a tefillah to Hashem's birth, that's it?
It could be. It could be. I'm just not sure why we have to assume that way. If we know that Avraham Avinu was keeping everything, he was keeping Erev Tavshilin.
Nothing to do with what it is. I mean, we have the tefillah that they set up.
Well, right.
We know the Shemoneh Esrei, we know Kriya Shema. You don't have to have it word for word.
Right. Yeah, it could be. I don't know. It's a good question. By Matan Torah, they weren't keeping the mitzvahs. Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says, was doing more than they were doing by Matan Torah. So I don't know if that's specifically Akasha, that Matan Torah was different. Avraham Avinu, somehow, I think the way the Mefarshim say the Pshat is that Avraham Avinu, the same way the Gemara says that Rashi quotes on Chumash, that Istakal Baraisa Bara Alma, the Rebbeinu Shel looked into the Torah, and that's how he figured out how to make the world, whatever that means. But it says that he looked into the words of the Torah and he figured out from that how to create a world. So the same way the Ribbono Shel Olam did that, so Avraham did backwards. Istaka ba'alma ubara araisa. Avraham Avinu looked into the world. He figured out from the Teva what the Torah must be teaching us as well. If this is the blueprint of the world that created the whole world itself, that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam used as the blueprint of the world. So Avraham Avinu used it backwards. And he figured out how to go back to the blueprints and how to figure out what the Torah was. That's what they say the Pshat is. So they have a kasha if that's true. So how do you figure out the Dina Midrabanan, because there's a famous Nesivus about being an Isser Gavar and Isser Chepza, right? People know about this? Whether Dina Daraisa Midrabanan are Isser Gavar or Isser Chepza. So there's a famous Nesivus, and other Achronim say that I think that Isserim Midrabanan are only in Isser Gavar. What does it mean? Isser Chepza means the Torah was created, whatever, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us mitzvahs, and he said, you're not allowed to do X, you're not allowed to eat Chazer. So you're going to say, that's an Isser on me to eat Chazer, or it's just an Isser in the abstract? I happen to be living in the world, I happen to be Jewish, so that abstract Isser applies to me. But you're going to say it's an Isser on the Gavra? No. So it's an Isser Chepza, as they call it. The Nesivus has a Chiddush that Isur Midrabanan are Isure Gavra. Whatever, he has a Nafgamina. So if you say that Isure, my father always likes to say this Kasha in Parshas Noach when he discusses this about Istakar Raisa Bar Alma. So he says that if you say like the Nesivus that Isur Midrabanan are only Isure Gavra, so how are you going to explain how Avraham Avinu figure out the Dinam Midrabanan? He was able to figure out the Dinam Daraisa by looking into the world and figuring out, working backwards with the blueprint, figuring out what did the Ribbono Shel Olam obviously have in mind in the Torah, which made him create this world. Because if those are Isuri Chafsa, they're in the abstract. From looking at the world, I can figure it out if I have the right glasses. But how did he figure out Isuri Gavra? If the Torah never put an Isur on the Gavra yet, Avraham Avinu didn't have any mitzvahs. So if the Ribbono Shel Olam never placed those Isurim on his head at all, so how could Avraham Avinu have figured that out? How do you know about Erev Tavshilin? How do you know about all these Surah Midrabah? So that's a famous kasha that they ask. Interesting. Not for now. But anyway, so back to this Gemara in Yuma Daf Chav Ches. So the Gemara says as follows: Amrav Safra. So now we got by this problem. How is it called Tzilusa Davram? So we had the Tosfos Yeshanim and the Tosfos Rid gave their own Terutzim. How exactly the Tefillah of Mincha is called Tzilusa Davram? But what does the Gemara say? Miki Meshachri closely. When am I allowed to start davening Mincha? When does the Zman's Mincha begin? Once the walls of the house start becoming dark. Good. Says the Gemara, Amrav Yosef, Anan Me Avram, Nekem the Nigmar. What are you telling me? We're going to learn out the Zman Mincha B'Zman Hazeh from Avram Avinu. What's the Gemara's kasha? Ask the Gemara back, Amar Rava Tana Gamar Me Avram. We find the Gemara says in Sachim that we learn out a din from Avram Avinu. Ba'anan lo gam rina minei. So what's the problem? Why can't we learn out from Avram Avinu also? So what din do we learn out from Avram? What's the famous din? Zrizim Akdim L'mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, D'tanyu, V'yom HaShmini Yimol B'Sar Alasa. We have a mitzvah to do the Bris Milah on the Yom HaShmini. And like we saw in the Gemara Megillah Daf Chafam and Beis last week, that mitzvah has to be done dafka by Yom. If it's done by Laila, it's pasal l'mila. It has to be done by Yom specifically. So says the Gemara, Melamit Shekol Yom Kasha l'mila. Really, Meikar Adin, I'm allowed to do the Bris Milah all day long. Ella, we learn out from Avram Avinu, Shez Rizim Akdim L'mitzvah, Shenamar Vayashkem Avram Baboka Vayachva Shez Chamor. So we learn out this specific din of Zerizim Akdimin L'mitzvahs from Avram Avinu. So the Gemara says, if we learn out that din of Zerizim Akdimin, so why is it that the Gemara finds it difficult to learn out this din as well from Avram Avinu? Why can't we learn out also that Avram Avinu davened once the walls of the house became dark? So we should do the same thing. Ela Amar Rava, Rav Yosef Hakakashale. Rav Yosef has a different problem. The Tanan. The Gemara says in the beginning of Parak Tam and Nishchan Psachim, Chal Arve Psachim Lios Be'erav Shabbos, Nishchat B'sheshu Mechza. Says the Gemara. What time were they makriv? Let's just see it inside. What time were they makriv the carbon tamid every single day in the Beis HaMikdash?
1:30.
So let's see. What does the Gemara say? In the beginning of Tamid Nishchat, the first Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Tamid Nishchat B'shmona U'mechza. V'kariv B'tishu U'mechza. So when is that? That's 1:30? 2:30, right? So... you said 1:30, so you're right. We'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, Tamid Nishcha b'shmona mechza v'kar b'tisha mechza. On a normal day, it was karev b'shmona mechza, and it was nishchat by 8.5 hours, 2:30, let's say. And whatever, for whatever reason it was, they took an hour to be makariv the carbon itself. But the shechita was at 2:30. However, ba'arvi psachim, on Erev Pesach, since there were going to be millions of people coming to the Beis HaMikdash to shecht carbon Pesach, and we know that the carbon Pesach had to be shechted after the carbon tamid, which is a specific din by carbon pesa. Generally, you're not allowed to bring any carbon after the carbon tamid. Allah hashleim the gemara darshan. So over here, we have a specific din by carbon pesach that you must bring it after the carbon tamid. So says the gemara, on erev pesach, since we know there are going to be millions of people coming at night, so therefore they have to do something different, and they were nishchat b'sheva umechza. They shefted it at 1:30. V'kar b'shmona umechza. Fine. Chal erev pesach lios be'erev Shabbos. Let's say erev pesach falls out on erev Shabbos. So what's the problem then? Then you need to have even more time because everyone has to do it before Shabbos begins. So says the Gemara, in that case, Nishchat B'Sheshem Mechza. Then they would be Makdim already to 6.5 hours, which is at 12:30. Right? So you see from this Mishnah that the earliest time to do the Karban Tamid in the most B'Dievet situation on Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Erev Shabbos, where we need to buffer ourselves with a lot of time in order to leave enough time for everybody to be Makdim the Karban Pesach. So in that situation, we would be makravit at 6.5 hours in the day, which is at 12:30. So says the Gemara in Yuma as follows. We have a problem. This Mishnah says that the carbon tamid was nishchat b'sheshu mechza. When I had a big problem on Erev Pesach, Shechalias b'Erev Shabbos, and I'm really pressured for time. So what's the earliest time I can bring the carbon? Sheshu mechza, 6.5 hours, which is at 12:30. V'nishchate miki shachri kosle. Ask the Gemara in Yuma, if you're right that the Zman of Mincha begins at 12 o'clock, because that's when the sun is no longer above everyone's heads, so why does the Gemara say over here, when we're pressured for time, we need to get every minute counts here, we need every minute we can get. So why do we only begin to shecht the carbon Pesach at 12:30? Why don't we start at 12 o'clock? That's the Gemara's kasha. Everyone follow? Okay, so the Gemara says as follows. Three answers. Number one, the Gemara says, "My kushya, Dilma kosti the Beis Hamikdash b'sheich shemechla b'sheich umechza mashchari mishum de la mechani tuva." Maybe the walls of the Beis Hamikdash were a little bit crooked. So if you have a crooked wall, so then the sun is going to be on a different angle. if you have straight walls, are we going to assume that the sun beats down directly, and it only starts to lose the sunlight once 12 o'clock hits? What? Why should we assume that they were crooked, right? I would have assumed that they had the best craftsmen doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash to build it. So whatever. So the Gemara's first tarot says...
Then you don't know what time it is. What's the difference 12 to 30? I mean, you're not thinking the
right
time.
Right. Okay. So the Gemara says that the first answer is that you're right. The walls of the Beis HaMikdash weren't straight. Darchik tarots, strange tarots. Then says the Gemara, Inami Shani Avram Disagnidus Kedola Haisa Belilu. Really? It's very difficult to know the exact time. Avraham Avinu was a special, special person who had a chush in his heart for astronomy. He knew exactly how to figure out exactly what was going on in the clouds, exactly what was going on in the sky, and he knew exactly the time when Chatzos hit. Fine. Tarot number two. Tarot number three. Nami Mishim Dezakin Biyosha Bishiva Habi. He was a Torah Mada man. Avraham Avinu was the person who sat and he learned all day, and therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him, therefore what? The Gemara doesn't say the punchline. Answer is, obviously, through his learning, he figured out all the astronomy as well. It means that you're not supposed to be such a, just your head in the books all day, you're supposed to figure out, through your learning, you're supposed to figure out how to apply it to the world. That's what the Gemara says over here. That's the third answer, that Avraham Avinu was Zakim V'yeshiv Yeshiva, and therefore, he knew better than the people in the Beis HaMikdash how to figure out exactly what time Chatzos was. Fine. So these are the Gemara's three answers. So Rashi writes in Brachos on Daf Tes and in Psachim on Daf Tzadi Gimel and Beis, the same comment Rashi says that Lahalacha, what's the definition of Bein Harabayim? When do we consider it afternoon that a person's allowed to start to daven mincha? Says Rashi in both these places in Brachos on Daf Tes and in Psachim Daf Tzadi Gimel that the time is for Shchitas HaTamid, for Karban Pesach, and for Zman Mincha. Those all begin from 12 o'clock. You do not have to wait for 12:30. The time for Zman HaMincha begins at 12 o'clock, like you see by this Gemara in Yuma, that Avraham Avinu Davin, once the walls started to become dark. Good? So, Rashi says, why is it that we wait till 12:30? So Rashi says, no, that's just HaChakam and the Rabbanim, because we're afraid that someone's not going to know exactly what time everything is. So therefore, we wait until 12:30. However, the real din, the real Ikara din of Bein Harabayim begins at 12 o'clock. And therefore, it says the Prima Gadim in the Eshel Avram, in his Pirush on Shulchan Aruch, that a person is allowed to daven mincha beginning at, let's say it's a perfect Shazmani, it's a perfect, you know, 12-hour day, 12-hour night, let's assume. So a person is allowed to begin davening mincha exactly at Chatzos, exactly at 12 o'clock. He does not have to wait till 12:30.
Well, 12 o'clock, we're not going to have any Shabbat. That's the 12:01.
12:01. Good. Okay. You're correct. So a person is allowed to begin already 12:01. He doesn't have to wait till 12:30. So that's the that's what Rashi says. However, the Achredim point out that from the Mechaber in Siman Reish Lama Gimel, which is also about Hilchas Mincha, so the Mechaber sounds not like Rashi. The Mechaber says as follows: Misha has followed Tfilas Mincha la'achar sheishos hamechza yotza. When is a person yotza his mitzvah of Tfilas Mincha? Only if he davens la'achar sheishos hamechza. Only if he davens after 6.5 hours. So the Achredim point out that only applies if he davens after 6.5 hours. The Mechaber sounds like he's trying to say very clearly that if a person goes and davens any earlier than Sheisho Semechza, if he starts at 12:01, what about those 29 minutes? Is he allowed to daven in between that half hour or not? Sounds to the Mechaber that a person would not be Yosei his mitzvah. And the Magen Avraham actually writes like that since we're afraid, Midrabbanan, that a person is going to make the mistake, and he's not going to know the exact time, so therefore we give him a buffer of 30 minutes. Says the Magen Avraham that the Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is that because the Rabbanim were concerned, therefore they said, you're not Yotzei if you daven in that half hour. You must daven again. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Machlokes Achronim LaHalacha, and he actually says that he's not sure what he leaves off with the Tzarchi and the Dina. What's the Halacha L'maisa? If a person davens between 12 o'clock and 12:30 on a regular day, a person goes ahead and he davens Mincha in that first half hour, is he Yotzei Yischiv or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's a Sveik of the Dina, and he's not sure. He says Tzarchi and L'maisa, he's not sure what the Halacha is. Interesting. So it's actually interesting that Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Gemara Pesachim there on Daf Tzadi Tes points out that the Machlokes and Rashi himself writes two different Pshatim. Is Bein Harabayim ready from 12 o'clock or is Bein Harabayim from only 12:30? He says the Stir and Rashi himself. So you see over here that it's a Machlokes and Acharonim, and we take it pretty seriously. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's actually a Sveik of the Dina, and we're not sure what the Halacha L'maisa actually should be. So in explaining this machlokes, the Machzus HaShekel, who's a pirush on the Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, and the Aruch HaNer also writes in Anida Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, that what's the reason for this dispute why should we assume one way or the other? Why should we assume that from 12 o'clock is the proper Zman? Why should we assume that only 12:30 is the proper Zman? What's the pshat in this Machlokes Achronim? What's pshat in the subject in the Mishnah Berurah? So it says in Machsus HaShekel, obviously he was way before the Mishnah Berurah, but he knew about this Machlokes Achronim. So he says that it's Tali in the answer that you're going to give on that Gemara in Yuma Dav Chav Chesem Beis. The Gemara said, why did Avraham Avinu already daven from 12 o'clock? Why didn't he wait till 12:30? So the Gemara says three answers. There's one answer, which is that you're right, the real Zman is from 12 o'clock, but in the Beis HaMikdash, they had to wait till 12:30 because the walls weren't straight. They couldn't exactly tell the time. So that sounds like anywhere else, which is a normal house, which is built properly, I could start already at 12 o'clock. So says the Machzus HaShekel, that's why some Achronim believe that a person's allowed to begin at 12, because they hold, like the first Teretz in the Gemara, that Avraham Avinu was normal. And the Beis HaMikdash was the abnormal case, because the Beis HaMikdash had crooked walls. However, if you learn like any of the second Terutzim of the Gemara, which is that Avraham Avinu was this extraordinary, brilliant individual who knew about astronomy, who knew about anything, everything, and he knew how to figure out exactly what time Chatzos was, so that sounds like only Avraham Avinu knows the exact time. But a normal person who does not know the exact time would not be allowed to begin at 12. He would have to wait till 12:30.
So you could say that when the Gemara is shining out wrong, that he would know the right time. And they said, they couldn't tell the time because of the coast.
The Gemara sounds like it's different Terutzim.
I understand, but what I'm saying, the second Terutz, you could say that shining out wrong means that Avraham Avinu was correct, maybe. Avraham Avinu was really Nikar.
Uh-huh.
You could say that
Avraham
Avinu was correct.
Could be.
In this time.
It could be, but these
Achronim
are learning that the pshat.
That's more about the simple way of learning.
Simple pshat, you're a fancier way.
The Prima Gadim says, but obviously
the Chachidim says you should wait because we're always afraid of this chashash that you're going to make a mistake. But the Prima Gadim says you got Tzarechiv, but the Mishnah Berurah leaves off at Tzarechiv and he's not sure. I think we assume Savik Brachas Lahakal, a person wouldn't daven again, I think. But the Mishnah Berurah says Tzarechiv in the Maisa, a person should be very careful not to daven in that first half hour. Big shout out to the Maisa. So that's what comes out of this Gemara. It's interesting because the Aderes, the Stechemet quotes the Aderes, about, we have this Gzeir Midir Abanan that Rashi writes that a person is not supposed to do the mitzvah Hayom until Netzachama. He's not supposed to do it from Alos, he's supposed to start at Netz. Even though the day starts at Alos, why does he have to wait till Netz? So the Rashi writes, because we're afraid a person is going to make a mistake, so therefore he has to wait till Netz when it's much more obvious that it's daytime outside. Fine. So the Stechemet quoted from the Aderes that nowadays when we all have watches and we know exactly what time it is, so a person's already allowed to start his mitzvahs, he's already allowed to shake lulav, he's already allowed to do the bris milah from Alos, he doesn't have to wait till Netz. That was the chiddush of the Aderes and the Stechemet, and many others have a serious issue with this. What do you mean? If the Chacham make a gzera that a person has to wait till Netz Achama, so what right do you have, Mr. Aderes, thousands of years later, to go and get rid of the Takanos Achamim? You're not Gadol HaYimena V'Chacham Minyan, so we gave a whole explanation as to that. So it would seem over here as well, that if nowadays, we all know, what do you mean, you go onto myzmanim.com, you go onto anything, you figure out exactly what time the Chatzos is. They know better than Avraham Avinu knew. Nowadays they know everything. They can figure out everything, exactly, precisely to the second, what time everything happens. So, it's a shiloh, according to what the Aderes wrote over there by Netz Achama and Alos HaShachar, it could be for sure that according to that Aderes, we would hold like the Prima Gadim over here, that if a person davens within the first half hour, and he knows that it's after Chatzos, even though there's a gzera midir rabbanan that a person should wait, could be you have what to be samachan as well, not just the fact that it's a machlokes achronim whether or not you yotzei and therefore savik brachas lahakel. Could be you have what to be samachan as well that the Aderes himself felt that nowadays when we know how to have very precise timing and we know how to figure out exactly what time everything's supposed to be, so maybe we would no longer have reason to have this gzeirah midirabanan of waiting. So if you look in the next on the source sheet in Shulchan Aruch Siman Pei Tes Sif Aleph, so Siman Pei Tes is all about davening Shmoneh Esrei in Tfilas HaShachar. So the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows: Zman Tfilas HaShachar Mitzvasa Sheyasve Laman Eitzachama. The proper time, the proper time to begin Shacharis is with Netz. Dechsiv Yerucham Shemesh Vim Hispala Mishaala Amud HaShachar Beher Pnei Amizrach Yatzah. Says the Gemara, Yatzah Yer Mitzvah B'Di'eved if you daven from Alos HaShachar. Fine. So that's what the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is. How long is that Zman? How long does that Zman carry on for? Says the Mechaber. V'nimshach Zmana ad sof dalet sho shuhu shlish hayom. The Zman of Shacharis extends until 4 hours into the day, which is at what time?
10 o'clock.
Good. V'im ta o avar v'hispala achar dalet sho shuhu shlish hayom. Let's say down is between 10 and 12, right? We're assuming a perfect day. So if he daven between 10 and 12, says the Mechaber, Afar pi she'ein lo schar ketfila bizmana, even though he already lost tefila bizmana, because in order to get the schar tefila bizmana, you have to daven before 4 hours. However, if he daven's in between 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock, schar tefila mia ikka. He still has schar tefila, but he doesn't have the schar tefila bizmana. Haga, says the Ramah, Afar chatzos, asur l'espal tefila shachris. After chatzos, a person is not allowed to daven shachris at all. Whatever, a guy wakes up late. We'll make him a big tzaddik. A guy has a surgery. He's on anesthesia. So he's sleeping all morning. He wakes up from the anesthesia after chatzos. He wants to know, is he allowed to daven shachris? Says the Ramah, he is not allowed to daven shachris any longer. He has to daven tashlumin now. Right? He davens just one extra tefillah by Shmona Esrei Mincha, daven another Shmona Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah there in Siman Pei Tes. Mashma Milashon Arav, da'afilu tekef achar chatzos, asur l'espal shachris. What's the din? In that first half hour, from 12 to 12:30, am I allowed to daven tashlumin of shachris? Not tashlumin. Am I allowed to daven shachris and have this mitzvah of schar tefillah mihayika? What's the din? So the Mishnah Berurah points out, obviously, that it seems in the Ramah says, achar chatzos, asur l'espal tefillah shachris. Seems that the Ramah is going out of his way to say, once 12 o'clock strikes, a person no longer has the right to daven shachris. Even though he's not allowed to begin davening mincha until 12:30, still says the Mishnah Berurah that that's what the Ramah means. V'yesh mekilin, however, there are those who are mekel b'chatzi shah shachar chatzos, as we just explained. There are those who are mekel in that half hour. Uledina, so the Mishnah Berurah paskins, mashma me'apri megadim v'aderech hachayim, she'ein lozus mipsak harab. A person must do like the Ramah, and it's usher to daven shachris within that half hour after chatzos. V'chei mashma b'ir agra, d'be'emes k'par yiyaz ma'am mincha. Really, me'ikar adin, I'm allowed to daven mincha now. Right? That was the whole shaila in the Mishnah Berurah before. Are we saying that a person would be allowed to daven mincha within that first half hour? Based on that, we're going to decide whether over here he's allowed to daven shachar still or not. The only reason we don't daven mincha in that half hour is because we're afraid we're going to make a mistake. However, if a person really, let's say, knows very clearly he's not going to make a mistake, so then maybe really this man mincha begins at 12 o'clock proper. Va'al kein, asri chazal, so if a person, for whatever reason it might be, he misses shachris, and now he wakes up at 12:01 and he realizes that he missed the tefillah, so he should wait a half an hour till his man mincha, and then says the Mishnah Berurah, he should daven an extra Shemona Esrei like he would with any other din, tashlumin, that we find in other places. So that's another application to this din. A third application to this din, which is very interesting, is found in the Torah Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Nun Ches. Now, what's Simen Tav Nun Ches? Anyone know? Simen Tav Nun Ches is in the middle of Hilchos Pesach. So what does this have to do with Hilchos Pesach? So, the Tur and the Mechaber quote the Chumash Rashi and many other Balei HaTosfos, which I think the Chassidim are still makbid on now, to make Matzah's Mitzvah on Erev Pesach, right? The Chassidim still have the minhag. So I think Ashkenazim generally don't. But the Chassidim have this minhag. So we'll explain it in a minute. Rashi and other Rishonim have this Chumrah, which is quoted in the Tur in Simen Tav Nun Ches, that a person is supposed to bake his matzos on Erev Pesach achar chatzos. Why? Because they assume that iskish matzos mitzvah lo karban Pesach. That the same way a karban Pesach has to be brought after chatzos on Erev Pesach, so too the matzos mitzvah must be baked on Erev Pesach after chatzos. Now, the Torah writes that what do the other Rishonim feel? How come the other Rishonim didn't wear machmer like Rashi and the Balei HaTosfos? So the other Rishonim feel that no, you're right that there's a hekesh between matzah and karban Pesach, but that's only with regard to this man achila, that a person has to finish eating his matzah before chatzos halayla. Not with regard to making the matzahs and shechting the Karban Pesach, there was never a hekesh. So Rashi and other Rishonim extended this chumrah and said that not only do we say that matzah and Karban Pesach have similar dinim with regard to the time you must stop eating, you must have eaten your Karban Pesach and matzah, they extended the chumrah also and said that it was iskish lahadadi, the matzah and the Karban Pesach were iskish lahadadi to tell you that that's the time when you must make the matzahs. It has to be Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So, the Gra has a famous question on this Chumrah. He says, what are you going to do? He says, the whole Chumrah is a joke. It doesn't make any sense. What are you going to do? Erev Pesach, Shechalias B'Shabbos. So we know that Karban Pesach, Shechitas Karban Pesach, is Docha Shabbos, that we just saw in the Mishnah, Daf Nun Tes and Pesachim. Right? Obviously, the Shechitas HaKarban is Docha Shabbos. However, says the Biur HaGra, it's obvious that matzah's mitzvah is not doicha Shabbos. You're not allowed to go to the bakery on Erev Pesach, Shechalias B'Shabbos, and go bake your matzahs. That's pashut. That's a Mechal Shabbos deraisa. That's oifa. It says the Gra from the fact that he has this kasha. Chumras Rashi is out the window. He says the whole thing's a mistake, the whole thing's a joke. The whole hekesh that we have between matzah and Karban Pesach is only with regard to this man achila. It's not with regard to the baking, it's impossible. It just so happens to be that the Rishonim do point out this question. What are you doing on Pesach Shechalis B'Shabbos? What do you think? Rashi didn't think of this problem? So the Rishonim point out that what they used to do on Erev Pesach Shechalis B'Shabbos, say the Rishonim that they used to bake the matzahs on Matzah Shabbos. Anyone have a problem with that? Okay, so Ochel Nefesh is Mutter. So my father always says over that Rav Soloveitchik said that still doesn't have the problem because you're not allowed to shechter Karban Pesach B'Laila. Karban Pesach has to be shechted by Yom after Chatzos, before Shkia. Not because of Malach on Yontif, because that's a din. You have to shecht it on Yud Dalet. So if that's true, so you still didn't help your problem. You're right, the Biar Gra had a kasha. What are you going to do? Our Pesach Shechalis B'Shabbos. So the Rishonim answered, what are you going to do? You're going to bake the matzahs of Matzah Shabbos. Still doesn't help. Because you bake a Matzah Shabbos, it's still not the same din as, still not the same din as Karban Pesach itself, because Karban Pesach has to be shechted by Yom. And the matzahs over here, you're baking Balayla, so it's still not the same din. So that's the kasha. So that's why many Ashkenazim have the minute. What?
You're never going to bake the matzahs and shech the carbon at the same time, even if it's regular as well.
What do you mean?
The same time frame.
No, the same time frame. You have a time frame when you're allowed to shech the carbon Pesach. That's the same time frame that these Rishonim say you have to bake the matzahs. Yeah. It's not the same time. It just means the same time frame that the Torah set aside. So, anyway, so that's a problem. Many of the Ashkenazim do not have this minhag for that reason, because it's a very shvara minhag, it's a very shvara chumrah. However, I think many of the Hasidim still have the minhag that they go and bake matzahs mitzvah on Erev Pesach, and when Erev Pesach Shechalis B'Shabbos, I don't think they go on matzah Shabbos. I think they bake it Erev Shabbos, right? What?
$10 a matzah, you can have it
anyway. Uh-huh. So what do? They bake it Erev Shabbos, or they just forget it those years? Bake Erev Shabbos? Okay, whatever. So you hear the kasha on the minhag. It's a shvara minhag. Because what do they do Erev Pesach Shechalis B'Shabbos? They're shechting it way before, I'm sorry, they're baking the matzahs way before the Zman HaKrabas Karban Pesach, yet the whole reason for the Chumrah is because it's Hishkus the Karban Pesach. So it's a very hard thing to understand. Okay, whatever it is. Anyway, what does Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch says, Ein l'haskel ba'afiyah ad ha'achar she'shos, shehu Zman HaKrabas Karban Pesach. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and he says, person is not supposed to begin to do the Afiyas HaMatzos until after 6 hours in the day, because that's the Zman of Shechitas Karban Pesach. Says the Magen Avraham, he jumps on him. What do you mean? Aye, what do you mean? You don't shech the Karban Pesach until 12:30. You don't start at 12 o'clock. So says the Magen Avraham, no. Still, the Iker Zman of Bein Arba'im already begins at 12 o'clock. We all know that. Come on, we know that it's 12 o'clock. So over here, where it's just the Chumras Rashi, you're already allowed to begin at 12. However, many of the other Acharonim, the Bach and the Chok Yaakov, Vashem the Rokeach, which are all on Shulchan Aruch, it's on the page, I didn't go fishing for this, they say that no, even for the Afiyas HaMatzah also, the same way we would have this Chumar Midirabbanan, not to shech the Karban Pesach until 12:30, because we assume that you have to give yourself an extra half hour, so too we would be Machmir with regard to the Afiyas Matzah Mitzvah and not begin to bake them until 12:30. I don't know the Hasidish and Minhagim so well, but what's the practice? Do they do it in the morning? Only after Chatzos? Really? How do so many people get their matzahs in between Chatzos and Yom Tov? What happens? You only get one?
They only do, meaning
each person just gets one box, that's it. You don't bake one matzah? Really? Uh-huh, so all the rest of matzah that you're eating that night is regular matzah. And you only have one matzah which is made that. Okay. So interesting. So you see, it's a machlokes achronim exactly, which is based on this whole machlokes by Mincha and by Tashlumin of Shachris. And over here, it comes up a third time in Hilchos Pesach. When are you supposed to bake the matzahs if you hold like this Chumras Rashi of baking the matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Okay, now that we discussed that was just the Hakdama. Now let's discuss. So now we know that you have to start, l'chatchila, you should start after 12:30. So there's two minchas. There's Mincha Gdola, Mincha Ketana. What's the difference? Mincha Gdola is the beginning of the day, the first half of the afternoon, and Mincha Ketana is the second half of the afternoon. So what's the most proper time to daven? So it says the Chinuch and Mitzvah Taf Aleph. What's this inyan of Mincha? He says, we have a mitzvah that we should give the Kohanim Shehem HaKohanim Shnei Chvasim B'nei Shana Tamimim L'Ola B'chol Yom. We have a mitzvah to bring two Karbanos Tamid every single day, which are Olos Ha'echad B'Bokav Ha'asheni B'nei Harbaim Shenemar Tavis B'nei Yisrael B'Amar Talayim. As Karbanu Lachmi Yishai, Shnaim Leom Alasamit. Fine. Mishurashay Mitzvahs HaKarbanos. What's the reason behind these karbanas? It's so interesting. You know, the Chinuch writes, the Chinuch always tries to give a tam ha-mitzvah. So it's very interesting. A few weeks ago, Rabbi Shaya Cohn spoke here. They had a night with priority once. So Rabbi Shaya Cohn spoke. So one of the things I picked up, which was, I thought was a very fascinating ha'ara that he made, he said the Chinuch always tries to give tam ha-mitzvahs. So the Chinuch gets to the mitzvah of kol sa'ar v'chol dvash lo saktiru, which is that you're not allowed to put sa'ar dvash onto any karbanos. Okay? You're not allowed to put honey into any karbanos. I makes the carbon taste better. I makes the mincha taste better. It doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to do it. Fine. Period. So I would have said Sigzeres HaKasiv. So the Chinuch, as he normally does, has to make Tamiya Mitzvahs, and he goes to explain everything. So the Chinuch goes on a whole tirade over there, and he says how really I don't really have a good reason for this mitzvah. And I'm going to go out of my way, I'm going to break my head to make sure I explain it to my son. The whole Chinuch is written to his son. So he's going to break his head to go come up with a reason for the Isser of Chal Sa'ar V'Chal Dvash Lo Saktiru, why you're not allowed to put this stuff on a Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. So he comes up with a reason. So Rabbi Shaya Cohn pointed out, which I thought was a fascinating car, he says, which mitzvah do you think the Chinuch has to break his head to make sure that we understand? Keep it up, aim, it comes up every day. You know, davening comes up every day. You have to make sure to say a good time for the mitzvah. Otherwise, your children are going to have good kashas, right? You're not going to know what to answer them. So Chinuch had to make sure that he answers his son good terutzim for all the big kashas he's going to have. Kol sa'ar v'chol dvash lo saktiru. Your son's never going to know about that mitzvah. He's never going to get there. What do you mean? So he made the horror that you see that we have to be very careful for the questions that the children are going to ask us. We have to have good answers. So he says that the Chinuch went out of his way for the mitzvah. It was bizman churban abayis. It was for his little young son who's never going to know about this mitzvah at all. The Isser of Kol Sa'ar V'Chol Dvash Lo Saktiru, you think that's what's going to bother him? Tati, what's the reason for this mitzvah? You think he cares? So no, says the Chinuch, you still see that you have to make a Shrashi HaMitzvah, you have to make a reason for the mitzvah, you have to figure out exactly what the time of the mitzvah are. The Gemara has a machlaikis, Darshin and time of the Krah, Le Darshin and time of the Krah, machlaikis are Hidur of Shimon. We generally assume Le Darshin and time of the Krah. We don't go after the time of the Krah. So the Chinuch still felt that even though Lo Darshin and time of the Krah, it's very important that we still have to have reasons for the mitzvahs. That's what the Rambam in the Mar Nevuchim, in this Yana Chazaka and in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam normally does not give Tamei HaMitzvahs. In the Mar Nevuchim, he goes out of his way very, very often to say many Tamei HaMitzvahs for all the different types of mitzvahs that we have. Let's say Shiloh HaKein, the Rambam says that it's to show that we have Rachmanis, it's to show that we have Rabbanu Shalom's Rachmanis on us, it's that it should be Neis Ratzon, he gives Tamei HaMitzvahs. The Psukim tell us that all these mitzvahs are just they're just Chukim. So why is it that the Rambam goes out of his way to give reasons for the mitzvah? So the answer is that we need to make sure that we have a good understanding as to why we're keeping mitzvahs. Otherwise, we're going to give everything up. We're not going to be so careful about keeping them. Anyway, so back to over here. So even though the karbanos are obviously something that are chukim that the Rabbanu Shalom put into the teva, so says the Chinuch that the reason for it is as follows. L'man nis'or mitoch ha'maisa hazeh. In order that we should arouse ourselves. V'nasim kol libenim l'chol ma'achshav osenu l'dovka b'shem baruch hu. In order that we should attach ourselves to the Rabbanu Shalom. K'omri kama pa'am sha'adam nifal v'tivol mis'or l'fi esek ma'aseyu. That a person gets pulled in, he gets drawn in by the things, by the activities that he does. The famous psychological question, nature versus nurture, right? So not everything's a predisposition. Obviously some of it is nurture. Some of the things that a person is accustomed to doing is only because he lives in a certain part of the world where they do a certain thing. Obviously, if I live in China, I use chopsticks, right? I use chopsticks. If I live in America, I use a fork and a knife. You're not going to say that I have a predisposition to chopsticks. It's because that's where I grew up. That's what they use. So that's what the Chinuch writes over here as well, that a person is pulled into the activities that he carries out throughout his day. Just like a person knows, it's innate that he must go and make himself breakfast and supper every night. He knows that he has to eat breakfast in the morning and dinner every night. So too, a person has to make sure to ingrain within himself that he has to daven every morning and every night to show that that's a serious part of his life. In order that a person should never chalila say or think that the service that he has for himself, meaning the breakfast and the dinner that he makes himself, is any greater than the breakfast and the dinner that he offers to the Rabbanu Shalom by davening Shachris and Maariv. Because Elama, Kedela Oro Rucho, Bechetzo, Tamed, Liskar, Esboro. It's in order that a person reminds himself time and time again during the day, V'chein Yachshir Maisav Yizbarach Menach Yichavitz Chesedu. And through that, the Rabbanu Shalom will show, you'll show the Rabbanu Shalom how much you love him. So the Beis Yosef says that what time is the right time to daven Mincha? So the Beis Yosef says, V'shem the Tour, that it would seem that this man Mincha Lechatchile is Mishay Shos and Mechzo Lemailah. That's what you see from this Gemara in Yuma, that the proper time to daven is right away at 12 o'clock. That's what I would have said. And that's what he quotes from the Rosh as well. However, he quotes the Rambam, which we have in number 4, in Parak Gimel Hilchos Tefila Alach Yud Beis, says the Rambam, Kvar Amarnu, we already have said before, Shatfilas Mincha Keneged Talmud Shal Bein Arba'im Tiknu Zmanu, Lufisha Yad Tamid Kar V'chol Yom B'teisha Shos Amechza. Since we said in the Mishnah Mesachim that the proper time when they used to shech the carbon talmud every day was later, it was 9.5 hours, which is what time? 3:30. That's what time they would shech the talmud every day. So therefore, says the Rambam, that that's the most lechatchila time to daven mincha at mincha katana. The Rambam even has a bigger chiddush. The Rambam says that if a person davens mincha gdola, he should daven again mincha katana. Chiddush. So we don't pass on like that, Rambam, obviously. But the Rambam himself says, and the Shulchan Aruch passes like this half of the Rambam, in Siman Reish Lama Gimel, which we quoted before, Tzilchas Tefila, Tefilas Mincha, passes like the Rambam, that the most lechatchila time to daven mincha is mincha katana, starting from 9.5 hours and on. Not to daven right away at 12:30, but to wait until 3:30, which is a big chiddush. The Shari Tshuva quotes that the Arizal used to make sure to daven very close to Shkia, because the Gemara says that it's a chashuv thing to daven im dimdumei chama. If a person davens in the morning when the sun's coming up and at night when the sun's going down, that's considered a very big midas chasidus. So therefore, the Shari Tshuva quotes that the minig of the Arizal was to wait not just until mincha ketana, but to wait way later until Shkia. Most of the Achronim say we should be very careful not to do that, because then a person might make a mistake, something's going to come up, and he's going to miss this month. I guess if you're the Arizal, so you make sure that something doesn't come up. Anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah writes there as follows. In number 5, the Mishnah Berurah says that Tfilas Minchas connected to Talmud Shal Bein Arba'im. Very good. So he says this month Shchita. He goes through the whole Rama. Then he says that, okay, Ikr Zman Tfilas HaMincha L'Chatchila, Mishnah Berurah proskens like the Rambam, that the Ikr Zman L'Chatchila is from Teisha Shos HaMatzo L'Mailo, Kigon connected to Talmud Shal Makrivim M'chol Yom. He says, b'di'evet yotze earlier. However, really, l'chatchila, you should daven only after 9.5 hours in the day, starting 3:30. So the question is, why is it that in all the yeshivas, all over the world, everyone has, you know, a 1 o'clock mincha, or a 1:30 mincha? How come no one waits till 3:30? If the Mishnah Berurah writes clearly, and the Rambam writes, and the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, that the clear zman, l'chatchila, to daven mincha every day, is at 3:30. So if you're a businessman and you can't work around your schedule, so okay, so you daven whenever you can daven. But a guy who's sitting and learning in yeshiva all day, he has a choice to start second Seder at 1 o'clock or to start second Seder at, you know, to continue his Seder a little longer and daven in the middle later. So why don't the yeshivas do that? So the Aruch HaShulchan, I found the Kula in the Aruch HaShulchan. He writes as follows. You're right, B'chol Torah Kula, we have a concept of L'chatchila Medi'evet. Generally that means most proper time to do it is this, least proper thing to do is that. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's not the case over here. That's not what it means. Aruch HaShulchan says, which is number 6, and with this we'll close, Af lechatchila yachol lispal mincha gedola kishetzarechla. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, this is not like a regular inyan of lechatchila b'diyava that we have to call it Torah Kula, that most proper is to do X, and second best is to do Y. He says, no. If you need to daven mincha gedola because you have a schedule that you're trying to follow, kigon shirotza lechol, he says, a guy wants to go eat lunch. And we know you're not supposed to eat before you daven, so he wants to go eat lunch. So, let me daven at 1 o'clock, get it over with, and then I'll go and eat my lunch. I want to start a Seder at 2 o'clock. So what are you going to tell me? I should stop the Seder in the middle at 2:15 to daven mincha. At 3:30 I should stop in the middle. It doesn't make sense. Says Aruch HaShulchan, Ein zek lechatchila v'diyavet shebechal dvarim v'lechatchila aser v'vekan ein okein. He says over here that's not the case. Generally, we assume there's lechatchila v'diyavet. Over here he says, no, el kolomar, dim ein lo eze dabar shetov lo yoser. If he has nothing else going on during the day, he's just sitting home all day, he's retired, and he has time to do either one. So in such a case, says the Aruch HaShulchan, then we say, like the Rambam and the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah, that a person should lechatchila daven later and not daven right away with mincha gedol. So that's just a kula from the Aruch HaShulchan to explain why we generally have the minhag that we're not so makbid to daven mincha specifically at mincha ketana, and we even daven mincha after mincha gedol, and no one seems to have any problem. No one even blinks an eye. Just a word on the Parsha. Quick Vart over here. I copied from my father Sefer Nefesh HaRav. A very beautiful Vart he has on this week's Parsha by Kriyas Yamsuf. He says, L'das kama Rishonim, we know that according to many, many of the Rishonim, it's on the back for anyone that doesn't have it. L'das kama Rishonim, Lekha Chavis Birchas HaMazim Daraisa El Balechem. According to many Rishonim, the only time I have a Birchas HaMazim Daraisa is when I eat bread. Good? So, L'afilu L'das HaSarim Dibayin Shalosh Gamkein Habi Daraisa. There are those Rishonim that believe that It's even in a mitzvah midaraisa to bench, to say bracha mein shalosh, bracha achas mein shalosh on gefen tein rimon, to make an ala mechia. We still find that there's a special significance that we give to Pirchas HaMazel over any other brach in the Torah. So what's the reason for that? Why do we assume that Lechem is a step above, that Hamotzi and that Pirchas HaMazel is a step above all the other brachas that we find that the Chacham were misakim? Explainer of Salavetchik, Bahayanir Lamar Batam Darazet. Tibalechem Yesha Shtatvus Shavane Adam Bahachanasa. By Lechem, we have an opportunity to be a part of the process. What happens by a fruit? I enjoy my apple. But what happened? I didn't need any sort of exertion to go and get that apple. I just went and I plucked it off the tree. Everything was done for me. But over here, by Lechem, it's not enough that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me rain, and it's not enough that I planted the seeds, and it's not enough that I went and I cut it down, and it's not enough that it was brought into the house and sifted and everything. Now I have to bake it. Now I have to make sure it doesn't burn. Now I have to make sure to put in the right ingredients. It's a whole big tircha to make lechem. So therefore he says, since we have the opportunity to be a part of a maisa bereishis, we have a part in the creation of making lechem, therefore we owe the Ribbono Shel Olam a greater shvach v'hodah. Because when a person is invested in something, when a person has an opportunity to put a part of himself into something, he obviously has stronger feelings toward that thing, and that behooves him to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for that opportunity. V'ikar ha'hodah al alechem hu alkach shehir shalanu akadosh baruch hu leheaso shutvim imo bepula zu shal hachanas ha'machalot. We have a gevaldik eschus that the Ribbono Shel Olam made us like a shutav with him, and he made us like we're partners. He says, I'll do half of it and you'll do the other half. So that gives us a very special sense of pride that we are actually together with the Ribbono Shel Olam in creating a part of the world. U'chayotza b'zeh ha'yanir levar b'tam ha'davar shalo amr b'nei Yisrael shira b'shas yitzias mitzrayim. It's a very strange thing. Why Oz Yoshe Moshe? All of a sudden they get to Kriyas Yamsuf. Everyone jumps out and starts singing. What are they singing about? Why don't they start singing when they come out of Yitzias Mitzrayim? That's what I would have assumed that by Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'nei Yisrael Yotze Miyad Rama, they went marching out of Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim were going and taking care of the Makas Becharis. They were burying all the Mesim. Klai Yisrael just cleaned out all of Mitzrayim. Why don't they sing Shira then? Explain of Salvechik, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Haisa HaKol Bidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, we did nothing. We had no part in it. So obviously a person doesn't feel as good when something's just done for him as when he's an actual part in the Yeshua itself. He feels much better about it. So therefore he said, B'nai Yisrael, Lo Hechnisu HaFilu Es Yadam Al Toch HaMayim HaKarim. They didn't even do anything, but when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, and Klal Yisrael had to initiate, as we see Nachshon Ben Aminadav, and like the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, Dabar Omanai Yisrael V'Yisro, it was up to them. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't do the whole Nes. Obviously it was a Nes Nigla, obviously it was something tremendous, but they had to have a part in it. So therefore, if Salvation explained that maybe that's why, just like by Lechem, we owe the Ribbono Shel Olam a special debt of gratitude, because he allowed us to have a part in the making of the Lechem, in the creation of the world, so too over here, we owe the Ribbono Shel Olam a special debt of gratitude, not just by the Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, but we owe him even more so by the Kriyas Yamsuf, because over there he allowed us to have that opportunity to feel special, to be a part of the creation, to be a part of the Yeshua, and that's why only then, Az Yashar Moshe v'nei Yisrael.